You said in an interview, I think, that the X Factor was a platform for you, yeah. And the real work starts when you've won the show, almost.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're kind of...
You've got to prove yourself, haven't you, I guess?
Well, definitely. I mean, you kind of... I'm not going to say gifted fans, because that's not right, but, I mean, you're given the stage. You're gifted that outlet, that opportunity, that platform by the show, and you do with it what you can. And people were saying to me after the show, how does it feel now you've made it? And I was like, I haven't, by any stretch, you know, by any means made it. You know, I've been given the opportunity to make it, and I'm going to try my best to make it with this opportunity, you know. So the real work does start now.
I think it's about making a connection, isn't it, with the audience as well? Because for me, I became a big fan of you on The X Factor when you sang the cover of Roberta Flack's song. That week for me, and I think most of my family as well, we just thought, wow. You know, it was a real standout week, and I think you picked up an awful lot of votes from that week. You know, and you're the fifth male, I think, now to win the contest, because we had Steve Brookstein, Shane Ward, Leon Jackson and Joe McKeltry. Yeah. And you're probably one of the first, I think, to actually, you know, take the album and say, yeah, I really want to be a part of this. You worked with Gary Barlow as well.
Yeah, I'd like to say I worked with Gary on that. It would have been nice. But I think Gary had the track sitting around for a little while, and I... got it through the post, well, basically through my A&R, and he said, Gary, you know, would like to offer you this track. Excuse me. So I made a couple of very minute changes to, you know, to melodies and stuff, just to make it how I would sing it, and hope that wouldn't offend Gary. Sent it back, and he loved it. So that's how that went. But I mean, yeah, I would have been devastated if I hadn't had the chance to write the album.
We've got a few questions from Twitter from a few listeners. Matt Sest says, any of the songs on your album aimed at any of your fans, or any plans to write a song, you know, dedicated to your fans in the future?
Yeah, definitely. In the future, yeah, sure. There's lots of different people and situations that the songs are aimed at, and... you know, a lot of the songs on the album I've written about, you know, I've written those songs before. They've sounded different, and, you know, lyrically they're different, but they're about the same situation. But hindsight's a great thing. And when you get a little bit older, a little bit wiser, you can reflect on things slightly differently and more grown up, I suppose. And, you know, I've just taken a new spin on situations that's happened to me, and things that have moved me enough to want to write about.
And one final question from Wavecarve. This has come in from the States. When will Matt attempt to conquer the US? He said, I'll happily pay for his ticket. So you got some fans stateside.
Oh, that's absolutely brilliant. Thank you, mate. Well, the thing is, I have to prove myself over here first, and then, you know, hopefully a little bit of Europe. And, you know, obviously I'd love to make it over the pond, and I have every intention of doing that. But I've got to walk before I can run.
Run for your life, new song is called, what's the new song called?
Starlight.
Okay, we'll get you to introduce that for us in just a second. Final question from me, what's Simon Cowell really like?
He's really sweet. He was nothing but lovely to me, very supportive, listened to me, took me seriously, took me really seriously actually, you know. The thing is, I didn't stamp my feet, and the times that I did put my foot down, people listened. So.
Excellent.
You know, I didn't ever have a strop with him, and he was sweet with me.
How would you have felt if you were on The X Factor this year with quite a few changes going on already in the show, members out of bands, members rejoining bands, Frankie, of course, in the news this week as well. It's quite an interesting year.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't possibly say how I would feel. I'm sure it'd be...
I guess you're in the competition kind of as you, and you stamp your mark, don't you, and it's...
Yeah, that's it, and you just do what you can.
Matt, it's been absolutely lovely talking to you today. All the very best for the future. Just introduce your new single for us.
Okay, thanks, Scott. Thank you so much, everyone. This is my new single, Starlight.